I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration's acting head of Customs and Border Protection is resigning. John Sanders has announced he will leave his post on July 5th. The agency has confirmed his resignation. His departure comes amid widespread outcry over the treatment of detained migrant children. Attorneys say 250 children were detained for weeks in unsanitary conditions at a packed Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas. Since the news emerged recently, the majority of the children have been moved to other shelters. Six children have died in the agency's custody since late last year. Trump has made immigration control a top priority, but he has not been able to push legislation that would help him achieve his immigration goals through Congress. Iranian officials have dismissed the new U.S. sanctions on Tuesday. The country said the sanctions put an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. Here's President Hassan Rouhani. He says the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday in Jerusalem that all options remain on the table if Iran exceeds the uranium enrichment limit agreed to under the 2015 nuclear deal.
As we understand it from European foreign ministries, their view would be that it would be a very serious mistake for Iran to ignore those limits.
Bolton spoke at a press conference following a high-profile trilateral security summit in Jerusalem. Stephanie Grisham, the chief spokeswoman for First Lady Melania Trump, has been named the new White House press secretary, taking over for the departing Sarah Sanders, who leaves her post at the end of the month. You're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said Monday the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged Russia on Tuesday to destroy a new missile before an August deadline that would save the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty that keeps land-based nuclear warheads out of Europe.
We call on Russia to take the responsible path. But unfortunately, we have seen no indication that Russia intends to do so. In fact, it continues to develop and field the new missiles.
NATO defense ministers will discuss their next steps on Wednesday if Moscow maintains the missile system. The United States says the system allows short-notice nuclear attacks on Europe and breaks the INF treaty. Without a deal, the United States will withdraw from the treaty on August 2nd. Palestinians and their supporters are protesting a two-day conference in Bahrain where the United States is presenting its peace plan for the Middle East. President Trump has called the plan the deal of the century for the Palestinians. It is not clear if the economic plan has any chance of success without a political solution in place. VOA's Zlata Tzahok reports.
Protesters marched in the West Bank on Monday, a day ahead of the American-led Middle East conference in Bahrain's capital, Manama. Thousands of their supporters took to the streets of Morocco's capital, Rabat.
The states, individuals, governments, and institutions that have chosen to participate in the conference have chosen to belong to the traitor's camp.
Opinions on the meeting, also known as the Peace to Prosperity Workshop, are divided even in the participating countries. The United States is represented by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, the chief engineer of the plan.
The plan would invest about $50 billion in the region. It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza.
Zlata Tzahok, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian leaders have condemned the U.S. economic plan, which they say is seeking to deprive them of an independent state. Protesters say they'll keep the pressure on the government in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, calling for reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister.
Innocent people are still in hospitals. They are still in prisons. So innocent people should be freed, and he should leave for what he did.
Those protests began Thursday in response to a Russian legislator visiting the country. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's VOA 1. minutes and more right here on VOA 1.